So
24-764.
764. Okay.
24-764, you can come up.
You know what I think when, I think I would put this here.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Good morning. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Yeah, Detective Christopher Senti with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
And spell your name?
Last name is spelled C-E-N-T-I. First name Christopher.
Thank you. And the summary of your case, Detective?
Okay, the appellant applied through the Thompson First Selectman's Office on February 19, 2024 for a temporary pistol permit. Due to the town not having access to the NICS database, a temporary permit was issued. The appellant has two NICS entries that were entered by the state of Massachusetts for two probate court cases through the Worcester Probate and Family Court. Due to these two active NICS entries, the appellant is prohibited from possessing firearms or the permit.
Do you understand, sir, that given the NICS hit that they just described, we cannot legally issue a permit for you or order that a permit be issued?
Okay. Now, was that because I was placed in DCF custody?
So what it is when you had your things in Massachusetts, you're placed in a NICS system, right? There's a specific way to have them removed. Like in Connecticut, it's 45A-100. You have to follow the statute. Even though you don't have those things hanging over you anymore, you still have to go through a process to have your firearms rights specifically restored in NICS. So I'm sure a detective can point you to a website and help you out with the process of getting it removed from NICS. So then you'd be all clear and good to go. And they can reapply and do your thing.
That being the case, if we were to go through a hearing, we would have to deny you. You could also withdraw your appeal, and then you don't have that denial on your record if you go through this process again. Would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
I would, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.